Misguided Astrology Podcast, the podcast that is dedicated to misguiding you. I'm your host, Katie, here with your transits for the week of January 17th through January 23rd, 2021. Well, friends, some weeks are better than others, and this week will be worse than most. Just kidding, but not really. The key word for the astrology of this week is challenging. Mars will be meeting Uranus in Taurus this Tuesday through Wednesday, forming an exact conjunction. Beep-boop! What the hell does this mean? Well, this is the meeting of two formidable energies. This conjunction represents a cataclysmic event that has been years in the making. Sounds hot, right? Let's have a look at the real-life chart of Donald Trump. Tronald Dump. Forrest Gump. Uranus is in his 10th house. Hallmarks of this transit are usually involving changes related to occupation, social status, reputation, a drastic fall from power and social grace, and or a desire to break free from repressive government authorities. Sounds kind of familiar, right? No matter who is actually repressing who, the perspective in question does check out. This Wednesday, the Mars conjunction peaks. This is coinciding with the inauguration and Trump's official departure from the White House.
Sucks to suck.
In lieu of this, you may be thinking, hey, the week doesn't sound so bad. And in this aspect, I guess it's not. But we each have our own Mars-Uranus conjunction to contend with. Imagine if you were in Trump's shoes. Actually, never mind, because that's stupid. But the point being is, this conjunction event is coinciding with his bad day. Oh, and one more thing about the Mars-Uranus conjunction. It is also known as the transit of rebellion, a sudden urge to assert freedom. This is an influence that we are all subject to. So cheers, mates. What do you say? Shall we get into it? This is your weekly horoscope. Pisces, you little Blink 182. The early week is prime for insecurities surrounding your financial matters and resources. Just because you're feeling them now doesn't necessarily mean that they're real. Don't send yourself into a tailspin for no reason. Back away from the ledge and send your mind and body elsewhere. Strap your mask on and go for a walk and talk. Offer to walk a neighbor's dog if you have to. There is nothing productive about stressing over non-issues. Regardless, dogs make excellent conversational companions. Midweek is the Mars-Uranus conjunction in your third house of communication. Uranus has already been here since 2019 and will remain here until 2027. It is a slow transit that will encounter many influences along the way, and by the end you can expect to have a revised predictability amongst your relationships with neighbors, relatives, friends, business dealings, and whatever else your day-to-day interactions hold. You will see things that you have never seen before, and this will lead you to look at life in a whole new light. Expect the tempo of life to pick up during this transit. Inspiration that will change your life will come from the smallest details, so keep your mind open. If you resist change, then it cannot help you. Mars conjunction this Tuesday-Wednesday promises to shake things up whether you're ready or not. Stretch and be limber so you can rock with the boat. If you're feeling overwhelmed, just remember this. You can't make an omelet without going to the store for eggs. Opportunities come in the most unusual places. End of the week is a time of critical communications with those around you. But heck, it is Aquarius season. Come together with your people and dish about the week. Pop a bottle with the ones you love while you vent about the ones you don't. Community and friendship are boosted during this period and are very important to overcoming difficult times. Just don't share glasses and do not spit on each other. We cannot afford any more loss. Alrighty, Pisces, that's all for now. Thank you for listening to the Misguided Astrology Podcast. I'll be seeing you next week.